LG and 0LTR.
Hello there, Tom. KO4QLD here.
We be on the way, Chris. Now, we're on Highway 11, and we're heading to the west. Now, what's the next one, 25?
Now, your next turn on Highway 11 will be Highway 8. You'll pass a little store there and a curve, and it'll be a left-hand turn.
And if I make you repeat yourself, don't be surprised. Highway 8, there's a little store there, and we make a left-hand turn. Roger?
Correct. Now, you'll run into Highway 8 and 11 and 8 runs together for a little while. So if you see Highway 8 and an arrow to the right, just ignore that and keep going on Highway 11 and Highway 8 just for a short ways, and then Highway 8 will turn off of Highway 11 to the left, and that's the way you want to go.
Here's got that, Chris. We'll keep watching these, and I get nervous sometimes because I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong, but of course you live in the boondocks, that doesn't help matters.
Yes, sir. And I saw the email that you sent me, so you can just bring everything on your navigator.
Everything on the navigator. Whoa. I call the navigator Susie because she's blonde.
It's going by that email that you sent me.
Oh, shoot. Well, we're passing the Lookup Lodge someplace up in there. And just cruising along. Boy, it's a beautiful day, Chris.
It's a little bit windy up here on the hill, and the wind is a little bit chilly, but that sun is out, so that kind of makes it, adds the nice factor into it.
Bernice said you can sure see a lot without the leaves on, really. I love to see the leaves, but it makes it nice. You can see a lot more of the cabins and places up in the hills, and it's really enjoyable that way. Well, it says we've got 5.3 miles to an unnamed road on the GPS, so I don't know what that is.
I can tell you on that one, I don't normally use the GPS on the route that you're taking.
I don't know, Bernice. Yeah, this is getting where you turn off to get on Highway 25. I'm going to go right on past that in QSL.
Right.
We're passing that. Boy, I wish I was durable like I was when I was young. This would be a good day to go fishing.
Yeah, we got a pond right down the road here. Actually, half of it's on Chad's land. If you brought your fishing rod.
Well, maybe this spring we'll do that. I just catch and release, but if you can fish there, that sounds like a winner. I haven't fished in a pond since I moved down here, Chris. We had lots of them up in Kansas.
Chad's still got his John boat. And if he don't, I've got his canoe. We can get you out there in the middle of the pond. It's not very big, but there is fish in it.
Just fish off the banks, fine. That's all I ever had, though, Chris. That's all we ever had. I love to go out to In Kansas, you feast in the strip mines that were abandoned 100 years ago, and you even swam in those. And there was a lot of game management areas in that time we left up there. But I really enjoyed those. Caught some nice fish out of them. If you look at my QRZ page, you'll see a couple of them on the wall there. But boy, it makes them look like tadpoles down here. The fish down here grow all year long and don't go dormant very long. Up in Kansas, they go dormant all winter, and so it used to be the Kansas record was just 12 pounds on widemouth bass.
Yeah, I had part of the river cleaned out back 2 years ago. There was some pretty humongous catfish, but it's a 12-mile river, so it's got all them PCBs that Sangamo dumped in it, so you couldn't eat them, but they were definitely trophy size.
Star Mobile. Wow, that's something else. Well, we used to set out limb lines on the Neosho River up in Kansas, and at that cabin I went, the biggest they'd caught was 50 pounds. And it was a friend of mine's, and a couple of them had, their folks had cabins when we were kids. And, well, we had a ball swimming in that old muddy river. And we caught a lot of nice fish, too. They ate a lot of nice fish. Catfish.
Sir, that sure gets you, too, won't it? Taking them off that hook.
He stuck his thumb in the mouth of one time, and he didn't come out with too much skin left. Yeah, that's not the brightest thing you can do, but he didn't want to lose it, and he just stuck his finger in his mouth and pulled it up and took the hook out. He kind of cringed, though.
It's been a long time since I've been fishing myself. Well, I guess it was like riding a bicycle. Once you learn it, never really forget it, but I could probably use a few pointers.
Yes, Chris. Got a lot of fond memories. Now there's a stop sign up here in front of us, and 0.4 mile is telling us to turn, but I don't think I want to do that. Oh, there's a stoplight there, Junction 276.
There in you want to go to the right, just keep following Highway 11.
And there is a store here on the right side, Marcy Joe's.
You're on the right trail. And just keep going to the right, following Highway 11. And your next turn will be... Actually, be a good... little ways down there to turn off of Highway 11 on to Highway 8.
All right, Chris, I'll holler at you when I get close to that so I don't tie up to repeat her too long. And of course, if anybody wants in, they can jump in there anytime anyways. But, I'll holler at you when I get up there a little ways. I don't know how many miles up there it is, but it says 6.5 miles to Punkintown Road, I think.
4QNLT. Yeah, that Punkintown Road should be Highway 8, I believe. Just follow the numbers instead of the names, I guess. Just give me a holler when you get close.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate it. There's a F Mart Best Hot Dogs in Town. Sounds good, but I had hot dogs last night for dinner, or supper, we call it. See you in a little bit. KO4QLG and 0TR Mobile.